Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, good to see your face and hear your voice again, man, even though yeah, I have heard it. But what up, bro?
Hey, man, everything's good, Doc. You know, just over here at the gym this morning, getting a little prehab in and working a little bit, man. So it's always good to work. You know, you don't work, you don't eat, you know, and work releases that potential that's been placed on the inside of you, man. So it's important that we work and see what God has put on the inside of us, man, so it can come out and shine.
All praises to the Most High. That is for sure, man. Talking about shining, our Rams with another opportunity to shine this week, bro. Just coming off a huge game earlier this week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. A showcase game. We got another one this week, bro. Rams, we 3-0. We getting into our division, man. We facing the Arizona Cardinals. They are 3-0. Big boy matchup, man. Two undefeated teams. Now, we normally have had, you know, like an advantage over Arizona the last couple years. But, Isaac, this might be a different situation because Kyler Murray, man, he got the Cardinals playing some very, very good football, bro.
You know what? It truly is different, man, from a lot of different standpoints, Doc, because first and foremost, you know, you come off of what I'd like to call out-of-conference play. Or if we were in college, we were saying these are our non-conference games. But we jumped right into the fire, man, with the Arizona Cardinals, right into our divisional play, man. So, you know, it's very interesting that you got two teams that are undefeated thus far, playing great. And I feel like, you know, the Cardinals are playing above themselves right now and kind of trying to build off what they established last season. But here's the thing, man. I think most of the focus this game will be directly on our defense, man. And Coach Morris has been talking about it during the week. And we got some guys who are currently next man up right now, Doc. I mean, some names that we're not really used to, the Terrell Lewis's of the world, the Troy Reeders of the world. And they're being led by one of the guys that got the bulk of the praise this week, which is Jordan Fuller. So Jordan Fuller has stepped into that role, man. He's calling the defensive plays and getting everybody set and making plays himself.
Well, Jordan Fuller better be full of balling this Sunday, man, because Kyler Murray comes in. We talk about his athleticism, man. He can move the rock with his legs, and he's very elusive. Even though we've been able to corral that ass when we've seen him the last couple of seasons. But this year, he ain't really running like that, man. He can if he wants to, but, hey, he's sitting back there and passing that rock, Isaac. I think he's third in the NFL right now in passing yards with a little over 1,000 in three games, man. 10 total touchdowns. He has evolved as far as being a quarterback on just really because I can't say mental because he was smart anyway. But just the game, it seems like it has slowed down. He's reading coverages and reading defenses a lot better. So AD going to have to get at them, but at the same time, those defensive backs, like you're talking about, Jordan Fuller, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Williams, those dudes, they have to play defensive back this week, man, because Murray is playing a lot better as far as seeing the field, seeing the defense, knowing who to hit and when to hit them. He's turning into that elite quarterback, not only with just elite athletic ability, but elite quarterback skills.
Well, absolutely. Just think about what our defense is going through right now. You got Tom Brady, who many people call the GOAT. And then this week, Kyler Murray, a guy who can, like you said, he can extend plays, make plays with his feet. He has a cannon for an arm, Doc. And not only that, but he has weapons around him. You know, the great A.J. Green steps into this rival now. So it's going to be interesting to see how we approach this offense. Now, are we coming out to really stifle the run? Or we want to make sure that, you know, Kyler Murray doesn't get loose with his arm? So it'll be interesting to see. Those guys have to stand up. We got a lot of success versus this team in the Sean McVay era, Doc. But like you said, man, Kyler Murray is doing exactly what he was drafted number one overall to do, which is evolve, become the face of this franchise, and he's currently an MVP candidate 3 weeks into the season. So we got our work cut out for us, but these are the type of games you want to play, Doc. You want to play these games because 10, 20 years down the road, when you've had cross paths with these guys who represented the Cardinals and we represent the Rams, these are the games that we talk about, man, and what happened in these games.
And you're right, man. And one of the big reasons, a couple of big reasons why Kyler Murray is having such a breakout season so far is that he got some new ballers on offense, man. You know, they added A.J. Green, DeAndre Hopkins, some amazing receivers during the offseason. Right now, those dudes, they put up average numbers, but DeAndre has 3 touchdowns. But the leading receiver, man, is Christian Kirk. So we talk about A.J. Green. We talk about DeAndre Hopkins, man. But Christian Kirk has really put in some work, man. 15 catches, 232 yards, 2 touchdowns. Kyler Murray, with the weapons he has, and, you know, a running game, you know, they're leading rusher. He's averaging 4.4 yards a carry. So that's Chase Edmonds, man, from Fordham. Our offense is good, but their offense is good as well, man. So, but I like it that Aaron Donald, man, and Leonard Floyd, they got another opportunity to put some work in because, you know, Kyler Murray, he still can get a little dancing feet, man. Sometimes he can come right to him if they can't get to him right away.
Well, I tell you what, we definitely are going to have to score some points offensively in this game because we're going against an offense that can score points. And we always say, Doc, they're on scholarship too. I think one of the main things for our defensive seven, our defensive front, just maintain our rushing lanes, man. Let's not get too far upfield because, you know, I think Kyler Murray, he thrives off of that, man, thrives off of stepping up in the pocket first and foremost. And if it's not there initially, that gives them receivers on the back end just a half a second more, Doc. And we see what can happen, man. You end up on SportsCenter, on the wrong end of SportsCenter with Kyler Murray connecting with a Kirk. And I like Kirk, and he has a good feel for the game. He's their deep threat guy, the guy who takes the top off the defense for the Arizona Cardinals, and he's coming around, man. So our work, like I said, Doug, is cut out for us. I think we can manage. I think we play a control style, attacking control style defense, getting after Kyler Murray, and that's what's benefited us thus far versus Kyler Murray.
And I also have to mention rookie Rondale Moore, man. He just caught 13 balls for 183 yards. He's good at breaking tackles as well. So far, the Cardinals averaging at least 31 points a game in each game. So they're putting up some points, man. So our defense, we're going to be tested, but we used to being tested. This is what we need to do and what we need to see. But on the other hand, Arizona, all right. But y'all got to see us too, because right now, hey, man, we're 3-0 as well. We talk about their offense and their quarterback, but our quarterback is playing good. Didn't Matthew Stafford win? I think he won NFC Player of the Week again. I mean, it's like the second time we just started. So our offense is clicking now. Everybody, a lot of people are excited about, you know, Matthew Stafford. I am too, but I ain't going to say pump your brakes but I want us to hit the gas because he's doing what we thought he could do, and our offense is rolling right now. We just took care of Tampa Bay and dominated their asses. So I'm looking forward to see how he can do in this huge – it's really his first huge division game because these are the games we really got to have and these are the games we really want regardless of when they come in the season.
And a huge two-hand salute to Mr. Cooper Kupp, the NFC Player of the Month. I'll pause there and let you interject.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. I mean, Cooper Kupp, I mean, that's dinner guest. I told you the dinner guest is eating. He eating, bro.
He is on my squad, on my team, and I don't care. But I tell you what, you know, Matthew Stafford, he's been everything he's been advertised to be for us and some. And like you mentioned, this is one of those games, Doc. This is the division game. He knows the importance of division games, how it counts as two. And, you know, you're going up against a defense led by Chandler Jones, who has a lot of fight in him, and pun intended on that. But this group is really gelling together, Doc. They can play some football on that defensive end and get after the quarterback. So our work up front as far as that offensive line unit is cut out for us, man. We'll have to slide this line a couple of times to really nullify his pass rush. But at the same time, man, I feel like we can pull up points. We can really establish that running game with Sony Michel and our man Darrell Henderson possibly playing again this week, man. So we'll have that 1-2 punch. And, Doc, we're not going to see the same front we had last week, man, with Big Vita Vader and with Big Sue clogging up that front right there. So there's going to be a huge emphasis, I feel, on running this football this week.
And we're going to talk about running the rock, man, because we would love to see Daryl Henderson out there, man. And I know D-Hen, I'm going to tell you something, D-Hen. I know how it is, bro, when you're hurting, because those ribs hurt. Cats don't understand. A rib injury, that hurts. But when teams go to start saying, well, it's just a pain management thing, they want your ass out there, bro. You know what I'm saying? They want you out there. They want you to suck it up. When they say, well, he's okay, it's just a pain management thing, they're really saying, look, you need to be on out there playing. But talking about Chandler Jones, man, they also added, you know, J.J. Watt on defense as well. So, so far, J.J. doesn't have any sacks, but the fact that he's out there, he's a cat you got to look at. But Chandler Jones, bro, five sacks, man, but I think he got them all in one game, though. So he's been a little quiet. He's been a little quiet the last couple of weeks. But he is that cat that'll get at your ass, man, because we got one that'll get at you. But Chandler Jones will get at you, too. I'm pretty sure he's been getting a lot more attention since that five sack game. I think that was in one game, the first game, but he's still a dude, man. You got to watch for him, bro.
Well, once you start getting film on a player, man, you know, that X start going on him, you start to pay attention to what he does and what he likes to do and try to make him as uncomfortable as you can. So Chandler Jones is that guy right now. And on top of that, Doc, you're playing with a guy who I think his contract may be up at the end of the season. So that's some extra incentive in games like this for this guy to show off and shine so that he can possibly, you know, get that next big contract and stay in Arizona if he wants to, or have other guys fit in for his services. So he's leading the defense. He's the man over there, and we definitely got to pay attention to him and make sure that he doesn't get off.
Yeah, and one of the big ways, man, to counter somebody that like to get at you, especially rushing off the end right now, man, it's a lot of play action. And a lot of times, man, you just replace his ass, where he coming from, with somebody else. You can do that. You can do that with a tight end screen. You can do that with a Robert Woods screen. You can slow his ass down a lot when you do that, man, especially that play action to freeze him. But, you know, Matthew Stafford is not an option type of guy like Kyler Murray is. But there are ways you can counter guys like that and kind of corral them. And I'm pretty sure Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford is coming up with the great game plan this week to face the Arizona Cardinals, man. And look, I read something Sean McVay said. You remember we were talking about that cold ass route Cooper Kupp brand? I don't even know the name of it. The wiggly ain't wiggle out fake. And when Sean McVay said,
we used to call it the under, but they added a little wrinkle at the top of it. So I'm not sure what the name is. I want to find out what they're calling it, though.
Well, I mean, I heard Sean McVay said he don't even know the name of it, because he said Cooper Kupp came up with it himself. He said he and Matthew Stafford came up with that route coming. Well, it ain't even no route combination. It was a route. It was a cold ass route. Cause I was like, what do? And it takes discipline and practice to pull that off. But what does that say about Sean McVay that he gives his receivers and his players that kind of leverage? I don't want to say to, you know, kind of ad lib, but, you know, make up things on their own. He's like, okay, if you want to do it, it needs to work. But what does that say about McVay that his players are able to do that?
Well, I think, first of all, it says something about Kupp and Stafford that it's okay to go to dinner and talk about these things.
Okay. I told you.
But I tell you what.
What?
Hey, the door is always open to everybody. Yeah, I mean, it's open to everyone. So, but here's the thing, Doc. It's okay to give, you know, some responsibility to your veteran players like a Cooper Kupp, man, like a Robert Woods, like a DeSean Jackson. I mean, I'm sure DeSean Jackson can tell you what can defeat a defense that's in front of a cover four, cover two. He's been there. You know what I'm saying? So McVay, he's confident enough in the players and the veteran leadership that he has on the team to give these guys some, you know, what we would call creative license, and just let these guys go out and play and feel comfortable, especially if they're working on it in practice after practice, Doc. I mean, you got to honor that and just let these guys go out and play. So it's great to see. It's good to see. And when it's working, we're going to keep working it, Doc.
And I'm saying, it's a beautiful dance, man. It was a beautiful dance. It was a beautiful route, man. So I'm going to tell you right now, Cooper Kupp, you and Matthew Stafford, whoever came up with that route, you need to go ahead on and coin it, trademark it, because, you know, because when other cats do it, other cats can claim it. Because, you know, when basketball players, they got a little move called the God Sham God. They do it, but they still give God Sham God his prop for making it up. I don't even know the damn moves. But Cooper Kupp, you better do it. But he's having an outstanding season, man. He's the leading receiver. in the NFL.
I got two routes that I've cloned.
The post corner,
okay. and the one that they call the Dino route. You know, they just stamp that as you just got bruised.
I know the corner route. Everybody should know what the corner
post
route.
Corner.
What's the post corner? Post corner. I know post the post corner route. Right. But what's the Dino route? If you can,
route. I'll try to give you a vision. The Dino route is mostly ran inside the red zone, the green zone, the goal zone, heading in probably 20 to 25 yards out inside the end zone. So normally I line up on the top the bottom of the numbers. Depends on which side of the field you're on. Bottom of the numbers, and we catch it and run it by two by one, or we just put the single man on the right or the left side of the field. And normally you just counting your steps, running in, you get head movement inside, hard outside move to make the defender jump and go right underneath his feet. I got it on video, man. I may post it one of these days on my Twitter and stamp it. You know, most people call it the Dino route, but I named it the Bruce route. You just got bruised.
You just got bruised. We need to start saying that too, man, because there's a lot of cats that got bruised. They don't understand it because now I like it, Randy Moss. You my guy, man. Now, when you get Moss, that's basically the cat that ran right past your ass, man. He just flips it. But when you get Bruce, that means your ass ain't got routed, dog, because your routes are crisp and clear. You get Bruce, that means you really got – I mean, Randy Moss, you got some skill. But getting Moss, means you was fast as hell. But when you get Bruce, you done got routed, my guy. And you done got routed. You done got body control. You done just absolutely got deceived. Because his route running was absolutely deceptive. So the Bruce route / Dino route or the Dino route / Bruce route. Cooper Kupp, if you're listening, better go ahead on coin that route, man. Call it the Cooper Scooper.
Call it the Coop.
Yeah.
The Coop.
One floor over the Coop next. One. Coop, how about that's too long?
Coop or you just got cupped?
I like cup. Ooh, cup. Yeah, I like
that.
I like that. You just got
cupped.
Call
it cup. The cup. That's the cup.
Coop cup. What about the Coop cup? It sounds too much like the Coop cup. You like that, bro?
No.
You just got cup.
Let's go. You just got cup.
You got cup. All right. Here we go, man.
Cup
huge
him
match.
Up.
Huh? What'd you say?
Cup him up.
That might make your mind go a little somewhere, but I got you, bro. I like that. You just
we'll work on it. We'll work on it, Doc.
I mean, hell, I'm gonna let his young ass work on it, man. Since he liked to call me old. Young fella, you work on it. Since you wanted to call me old earlier this year, you know, keep calling me old, but I'm looking forward to this matchup, man. And once again, Cooper Kupp having a great success. But now everybody knows that DeSean Jackson has shown that I'm here. Don't forget about me. I'm here. So that opens up even more opportunities for Cooper and for Robert Woods and for Van Jefferson to do that thing. So, and Daryl Henderson hoping he can play. But I understand, bro, no one can feel the pain like you can. And a rib injury is painful as hell. Because if you get hit, they can numb it. But if you get hit on it, and you are a running back, and you will get hit on it, that's painful. So, but hopefully we can get him out there, man, get their running game going. Hopefully Matthew Stafford keeps playing the way he's playing. This offense keep rolling, and this defense can contain the Arizona Cardinals, which they have shown they can do because we still got that dude, Aaron Donald, like you call him. What you call him? The God. Still got him.
God.
So, big-time matchup, 3-0 Los Angeles Rams versus the 3-0 Arizona Cardinals. We got them at the house. Again, and then we got a quick turnaround Thursday, man. They play the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday night football. Ooh. So, yeah, I know, man. I saw that last night. I was like, damn. Oh, another division game on a short, like a day or two rest? That's huge, but we'll talk about that next week. But right now, anything else you want to add before we get out here, Isaac?
That's it, man. Getting ready to start this weekend. Doc started off really well, and a lot of great football coming up. So, we're going to sit back and enjoy.
We're going to enjoy and hope you all enjoyed this latest episode of the Rambling Podcast with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, God willing, we out.